When we got there, we found that a crane truck had been driving south on Mitkoff Highway, and a vehicle apparently slipped in the ice or pulled out in front of the truck. We didn't see them coming because of the light shining in their eyes, and was struck, spun the truck around, and turned it into the bollard there in front of the coffee shop. Fortunately, we got there, and the two occupants of the truck, basically a large pickup truck, were talking to us, and they were both transported to Petersburg Medical Center for observation, one adult and one approximately four-year-old child. Both occupants were seat-belted. The driver of the crane truck was uninjured, although the truck was severely damaged and had to be basically pushed off the road awaiting further repair. The local tow truck company was able to haul the vehicle off.
What about the truck with the two passengers inside? How did that fare?
The truck with the two passengers inside had some major damage to the front end, and it had to be towed from the scene. The pickup truck was a late model Ford, I believe, and the child was in a child seat and buckled in the back seat. The airbags did deploy in the front seat for the driver. Fortunately, although both were kind of shooken up, I think they probably have been discharged but not from the hospital at this point.
Okay.
The fire department responded with one of our engines that's specifically designed for automobile accidents. And also we had EMS respond with one ambulance. Also our work truck was dispatched and responded, along with three different policemen that were on the scene also. It happened right in the middle and blocked South Nordic, so we were able to direct traffic up Severson Subdivision during the incident.
It looks like even though the temperatures have been warm this winter, there's still some slick spots.
Well, there definitely are. It's the time of year that we really have to start watching that, and then until we get some gravel down on the roads and people get used to driving in slippery conditions again, we definitely have to keep an eye on your driving and crossing in front of people. If you're walking even in a crosswalk, you want to make sure that your driver sees you and is slowing down before you step out in front of somebody, or especially stepping out behind someone who may not be seen in dark conditions, especially if they're backing up. So certainly be aware of the driving and walking conditions. It's real slick out there.